B-Pod Studios.
Boston. Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
Is it worse on Thanksgiving when you're visiting somebody or when you have to host a bunch of people at your house? Because the big thing is usually you're hosting somebody who's not a consistent in your domain. And that sometimes comes with issues. You know what I'm saying? 617-288-1969. Like, what's the worst thing a house guest has done to disrespect you in your house? I have a list here of things people have done.
When you say house guest, does it have to be someone that's like spending the night, or can it just be someone that's visiting for the day, like for Thanksgiving?
Either. Okay. We can go.
All right.
We can go visiting or spending the night. Some of the best ones here. I'll give you the top four.
Do we get guesses?
Sure.
Yeah. Go. I got one.
Okay.
I think something related to the bathroom.
Well, that's on the list of things is leaving a mess in the bathroom. But I'm talking about here's some specific ones.
Okay. Can I guess too?
Go ahead.
Something to do with food. Like you ate their food.
Nope.
Damn.
Sleeping. This is a guest in your house. All right. They slept. Somebody had somebody sleep in their living room. Naked. Naked.
What?
They slept in their living room naked. Another person.
Who does that?
Another person had someone. This is so random. They redid their Christmas decorations without asking.
Oh, no.
You can't do that.
No. Nope.
Another person.
We fighting.
Someone else stole a video game controller, which is so random. Like, you think they're not going to notice?
Wait. Can I guess one more?
Sure.
What about something to do with, like, erasing their DVR shows or something? Something to do with the TV?
No, but that's a great one.
Okay.
That's a great one. The last one is straight violence. They punched a hole in their wall.
Very specific.
Somebody was drunk.
But that's a great one. So what is the worst thing a house guest has done to you? Like, you're going to be hosting for Thanksgiving. You're like, damn it. They're coming through again. I got to hide that thing. Or I got to... Whatever it is, 617-288-1969, all right? The Get Up Crew's on. Your throwback station, baby. Hot. 969. Every time I hear this song, I want to learn how to play the guitar just so I could...
Play like Carlos Santana.
I do. That's it. No other song makes me want to learn to play the guitar except for that song. Ooh, listen to it.
Do it.
It's a throwback station. Well... Again, Pebbles, just one song, literally. there's no other time that I ever go, you know what? I should learn to play the guitar.
It's really sad. There's some really good rock songs with some really good guitarists out there.
Yeah,
Guitar Hero was awesome when it was up.
Yeah.
Barracuda was my jam.
Slash.
I don't.
Joe Satriani.
If I was single right now and I needed something to impress the ladies, that'd be great.
I wouldn't do it.
It wouldn't really? Like, if I just picked up a guitar and just started, like...
Pebbles, Jesus.
See, I've always pictured, like, you. What you do is you don't tell anybody that you do it. You just kind of, like, you're in a group of people at a party or something, and there happens to be a guitar there, and you just grab it, and you just,
like it's your hidden talent?
You just start killing it, but you don't say anything. You're like, oh, yeah, I play a little bit. But you act like a crazy humble brag version of it.
Okay, if you did it like that, yes... But I kind of have a feeling you wouldn't do it like that.
Excuse me.
Everybody over here.
Like white people do with the piano. Everybody gather around.
I also have a feeling, too, you wouldn't sound anything like Carlos Santana. So nice try.
Well, yeah, that too. All right. We were talking about the terrible things that house guests have done at your house. And it's perfect because in 2 days, if you're hosting... It's gonna happen. It's not will it happen. It's how bad will somebody piss you off? Let's talk to this Mike. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Hello.
What's your story, Mike?
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
My brother-in-law came to my house with his two dogs, and we're just relaxing around last Christmas, and the dog peed on the floor in my daughter's bedroom, and he got in a fight with me and tried to blame it on my son and said that my son probably peed on the floor.
Why would you allow, what kind of, big dogs, little dogs?
No, little tiny, like, chihuahuas, basically.
Those are the worst. They little dogs have no respect.
That's what I said.
No, I can tell you exactly why they have no respect, because people allow little dogs to do things that big dogs would never get away with. So a little dog jumps up on your lap, you're like, oh, it's so cute. A little job, tries to act tough, you're like, oh, it's so cute. If that dog is 100 pounds, you would never let it happen. But when it's a little dog, then the little dog starts thinking it's tough. Mm. Next thing you know, it's pissing all over your daughter's bedroom. Let's talk to Dylan. Go ahead, Dylan. Dylan.
So, my grandfather came over not too long ago, and basically he ordered $500 worth of porn on our table.
No!
Well, I think it was something like 35 movies over a span of 2 days.
Well, the worst part of that would be, like, now you're seeing what kind of porn your grandfather's into.
I know, and it's
like,
he's old.
2 years old, too. He's strong as an ox, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
He's not subscribing to No November.
Oh.
This one is so random. This is Danielle. Danielle, no, this is Chris. Sorry, Chris, go ahead.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. So my brother and his friend came over, and his friend ended up, they were drinking kind of heavily, so he let him sleep over. He's sleeping on the couch, no problem. Middle of the night, some point, I wake up, and he's standing there in my bedroom kind of blankly. And I'm telling him to get out, and he's, like, out of it. He turns around, and I hear this heavy stream. And urinating in my closet.
In my closet.
All over my shoes, all over everything in the closet.
Oh, God. That's
so, wait, he must have been sleepwalking.
He was drunk.
He was completely, like, wasn't with us at all.
Okay.
He was not with the world. He was completely sleeping. I'm screaming at him. I'm screaming for my brother, who's in the next room. I couldn't even wake him up.
Oh my God, that's creepy.
Yo, that's hilarious. My mother said my father used to do that all the time, but at least he would do that at home. In the bedroom. She said he would get up in the middle of the night and just start peeing in the corner, and
you're
she'd yell
lying.
At him.
Oh, God.
Yeah, my dad used to like to drink back in the day. And he would deny it, and then in the morning,
smells?
Yeah, my mom was like, look at the stain and smell that and tell me that you didn't piss in the middle of the night in the corner. All right, we got What's Hot and Trending coming up next, and at 8:20, Hot Stockings, get ready. You could win a trip to Mexico. You could win some gift cards to a nice restaurant. You could win tickets to see Mariah Carey singing live in concert. How about that? It's all coming with the Get Up Crew, Hot 969.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.